Hello, everyone, and welcome to my presentation. I'm going to go over some trade setups with Fibonacci ratios, and I'm going to show you a little bit about how I combine these harmonic patterns with classical. I'm Lufless in line, and I'd like to thank Timing Trade Out Loud for inviting me back for this presentation. I have a couple of books out. One is Trade What You See, How to Profit from Pattern Recognition that I wrote with Larry Pesavento, and also Essentials of Trading, it's not what you think, it's how you think. Now, unfortunately, due to kind of circumstances beyond certainly my control, and a lot of authors that had some books literally destroyed several years ago, this book is not available in publication any as a hard copy. However, I do provide it to any traders that purchase and are studying courses from my website. This is my website, Trading Live Online, and here's my email address, and I'd love to hear from you and your questions that I can answer. So today, looking at a little bit of the Fibonacci ratios and proportion and symmetry, things to be keeping in mind, and we want to also be taking a look at some structures of the trading pattern that we can apply Fibonacci ratios to help us with those structures. So we'll be going through a couple of those, and then we're going to go to some charts and try to put it all together and look at some examples. So Pythagoras, who lived from about 57495, considered to be the father of modern geometry, and he and his believed that the numbers and proportion were harmonic. We're going to look at what harmonic means in the price charts to us today, and that everything was related to mathematics. Now, unfortunately, the mathematical sums they had at that time were not advanced enough to be able to prove those theories. But Leonardo da Pisa, who lived in the 12th century, he was an Italian mathematician. Now, he was never referred to as Fibonacci. His name is not Fibonacci. He was given that name. After his death, it's not exactly known when, but it could have been by Lucas, the French mathematician, and rediscovered Fibonacci ninth, and he may have been the one that attributed that nickname of Fibonacci to him. But Fibonacci ratios kind of evolved from solving a problem. I believe it was an Irish king. Rabbits would be started with rabbits. Well, I'll give you an example of the Fibonacci ratio. See this out on your own. But Leonardo da Pisa had published his book, Libera Bacci, the Book of Calculation. And really what it gave us was a different use of mathematics of numbers. So 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, etc. Versus Roman numerals. As you can imagine, the Roman numerals were rather limited. So let's fast forward a little bit to the Fibonacci sequence. And, you know, what is it? Well, it's the sum of two numbers. So if you start with 0, 0 plus 1, the next number, and add it to the number right behind it. So 1 plus 1 equals 2, plus 1 equals 3, 3 plus 2 equals 5, 5 plus 3 equals, and so on, all the way in infinity. And what is really, where it gets really in, is that and here, after the 8 sequence of that, you can take any two number and divide the smaller number into the larger number that will be an 8. And so here's a couple of examples of that. And you can, again, you can go back to the sequence. I have a slide, or you get out if you like and play around with it. And conversely, if you divide the larger number, the smaller number, you're going to get this 1:8 ratio. Now, these ratios are very common ratios, only used as retracement ratio, extension ratio, but also in adding structure of the trading patterns that I'm going to show you today. Now, the proportion is important, and this gets important with these ratios as a trading pattern for the symmetry harmonics, and again, the proportion pattern. Now, the proportions, these go way, examples of proportion using the can be in artwork, in architecture, and in nature, actually, all around us. But here's just a simple illustration of that. The A to B represents the whole, and then the ratio of AB to AC is going to be the same as the ratio of A. So let's look at a few more things on this. Here's the proportions of that. So try and keep this in mind, maybe a paper, maybe just sort of jot this. Let's take a look at a couple of examples. So the painting by Leonardo da Vinci, The Last Supper, very famous painting. Everyone's probably seen this, if not in person, books somewhere. This is an example of those proportion and symmetry. So if you have the A to B that represents the whole, and the ratio ABC as the ratio. So we can further outline that in this, those ratios, and we can divide this by those ratios. Let me go back. There we go. So this is a very proportioned, very harmonic, metrical painting, and many, many artists used, whether they were aware of it, I believe a lot were aware of the Fibonacci ratios and sequence, and used it in their work. A lot of the architecture, the ancient architecture, have these ratios applied to them, so they were not a secret. And I think even a lot of artists that maybe didn't know the sequence, but I think just intuitively, their paintings come out with that proportion and symmetry. It seems to be something that we seem to recognize when we see it. We may not know what it is, but it's something that gives us a feeling. And in nature, a lot of flowers, their growth patterns are based on the differences. If you even hold your arm out and go from the tip of your middle finger to your wrist to your elbow, you'll see those ratios that we just talked about. All right, so if pyramids have those ratios, let's see if I can go a bit fast. These are kind of slow. Looks like I knocked out some of the people on the bottom of the picture. But here's those proportions again. And even in music, we can find the Fibonacci series. We won't go into a lot of detail with this, but again, here's the proportions over here. You can take a screenshot, if you like, of this and study this later. But musical scales are based on the Fibonacci. And again, we see how they're built, etc. So, you know, these are things that are not just hocus pocus, as a lot of people might have you think. They're used in very reliable applications, and one is in science. I know somebody, a trader that I worked with many years ago, worked for NASA, and he told me that one of the huge lenses for the Hubble telescope was based on Fibonacci ratios, the 1.618 and the 0.618 key ratios that were used to build that. Another way that we can use the Fibonacci ratios is in the financial markets. These show up on a repetitive basis in the price charts that we're at. So the harmonics, I use the term harmonic, repetitive of species or swings that are very close to equal in length and also in the slope and angle. So we can see here, even though this particular swing looks like it has a little bit more the upside, it's actually quite symmetrical to this. It ended up extending a little bit more. And here we can see this swing. So what I did was I just took the length from low to high, I drew a line, and then I cloned that same over swings. So we can see and compare the slopes and angles of the, and same with the downswing. So if you study some of the charts on different time frames that be markets that you trade, you can go in and as an exercise go in and map out the swing. Sometimes you'll get like this swing, the low to high. This is not quite as long as what we see here, but it's related by a Fibonacci ratio. This ratio to be about the 0.786 retracement high to low. So the markets are always in a process of expand or contract, and there's only three trends that the market has up and sideways. So once you start to understand that, you can put a lot of the price action and the market context, and then apply trading tactics within those different contexts. So the Fibonacci ratios that I use on my chart are this, and this is what I've had for about forever, a year. The 382.50, 0.61, 0.78686. 86. It just says 1.0, that's where the start of the swing is. For the extension ratios, meaning we're taking this length and multiplying it by 1.27 or 1.618, that's added to this low. And that gives us these Fibonacci extensions are. We also have the 0.707 ratio, which is between the 618 and the 786. Now, I just don't keep it on my chart because it doesn't appear as frequent as these other ratios do. But I know it's there and I'm aware of that. So guess what? Up here, there's also another extension ratio. And that's the 1.414, and that's been the 1.27 and the 1.8. So same thing on my Fibonacci ladder, but I'm aware that it is there. Now, there are many other Fibonacci ratios that can be applied. However, I think what you consider is the frequency of which ratios are the most on those in your charts. Okay, so let's take a look at one of the ratios, and that's what I call the 0.886, the last chance level. And this is the square root of the 0.786. Now, a lot of traders, I would venture to say majority of traders use the 0.786. And then there's all this space to the 1.0, and without having knowledge of this 0.886. However, the reason I call this the last chance Fib ratio is because oftentimes if price exceeds that 786, then it will come down and find support at that 886 and rally off of that level. Whereas traders that are in this level is, let's say they went long, you know, something. That's just a very hypothetical example. I don't use Fib ratios in that way, but just as a hypothetical example, let's say a trader went long and a retrace, and they put a stop just below the 0.76 as their risk without any awareness of this ratio. And so the market comes down, they're tagged out, stopped out, and then the market hits the 886 and then rallies back to the upside. So it will your benefit add this ladder and study it and what happened price, you know, reaches a 0.886 retracement. Now, I've observed that prices often will rally if it's declining market, a declining swing, or if it's the opposite direction, we'll find resistance. But there's something else that I've noticed with this ratio is when the market starts getting closes below this ratio, then the price very often will head to that 1.0 and often SAS exceeded, then the 1.27, the next level, keep an eye on, the next level the price is moving toward. Okay, so let's take a look at the structure of some trading pattern where Fibonacci can help us with structure. Now, the Fibonacci ratios don't structure, they can to help us identify validating or in particular pattern. So these swings here, we see is a sell buy pattern on the right. There's different variation of this pattern, the Gartley pattern, heard of that one. The butterfly pattern also. Now, Larry Pesavento was a trader way back when that he's the one that put the Fibonacci ratios as a way to identify the retrace and extensions of the pattern. So this was not done. That was not done by anybody else. That was Larry Pesavento that did that. So the structure for a long time is in market and price action, but he was the one that added the Fib ratio. So let's look at the structure. So first of all, look at this and see it that it's a lightning bolt structure. That is a lightning up, then you have a retracement, and then the next swing starts same direction as the first swing. And the D1.0, this is where the A and the C are. the D1.168, these are extension, and about six times with these patterns, the CD leg will extend to the 127, to it, maybe right to it, maybe beyond it, exact in trading. It'll extend to the 127 or extend to 118. So the 127 and 168, again, these are Fibonacci ratio, and you can easily find them by taking the length of the AB leg and multiply it by 127, 618. Add it to the low, add it to the low of the C, and that will give you the extension leg. And then same here for a buy pattern, retracement of B to C is to the upside, and then you have your final to the downside. So here you would take your B length and then subtract it from this level here, and that will be extension is 127, 168. Now, here is a labeling example. So we're adding a little more detail now. Here's the lightning bolt of the ABC, and here is retracement, trace the first, and then you have a retracement. So there's only one, two, three legs. That's it. It's a simple pattern. And then retracement, then the last leg, and then the B to C. You can also take the length of that and extend that to find where this pattern might come to find the fluence of ratios area in a minute. So again, you would take the length of B to C, multiply it by ratio, B127, and subtract it on your cell pattern, then you would add it to that C. Now here's just a couple of rules with it on there. The C must be below A. So here's the A, here's the C. So wherever the retracement is on here, so to see, this can be 382 retracement up to the 886 retracement. They can be the 1.0, in other words, is equal to where the pattern starts. However, in classical technical analysis, that's like a double top or it'll be a double bottom. And so you have to, again, have some skills in being able to read the market environment momentum, so you don't get caught in an adverse move. So it's not my favorite to see the 1.0. 8.8 is fine, but you got to consider a double top and double bottom type of area. And then over here, the D pole must extend beyond B validated CD. So here's the C leg. So here's here, right here. So you want to see that CD leg extend beyond the point. If it doesn't, then it's not an AB pattern. It might be some other patterns for me, a triangle that's for me, or it's maybe a range that's for me, but it's not a B pattern. Now, I recently heard somebody who was teaching these patterns that I don't want to put anyone down, but here's some examples of things that are going on out there. And this is one of the reasons why I've taken a considerable amount of time to develop these courses. People learn this incorrectly. And also the history of it, important who did what. You know, it's like I mentioned, Larry Pesavento, he's the guy that did this. He's the guy that named the butterfly pattern. If other critters are named, they're just variations, these same patterns that he presented to us. But this other very young trader, only a couple years experience in teaching, said that he doesn't spend, he told people don't spend much time on the pattern because it's just that it's very simple. So I thought, wait a minute, that's not true. There's variation pattern that you must know about, must know what those are, different market conditions. You must know what those are. And in one of my courses, a 12-hour on my website, but in that course, I have four full sections just on this pattern to make sure that traders know it inside and out and they can get onto price charts and be able to recognize it correctly. One of the larger errors that I see making when I work with one-on-one is that there's errors. And that's okay. That's what I'm there for, to help them with that. But in real life trading, if you're trading not correctly identifying a pattern structure, you're not really trading anything. So if you have errors in that, that's going to be a problem. And extending problem of that is you don't know it's a problem because you didn't learn it correctly. So anyway, enough said on that. So here's something else on the variation. So that C leg can extend, as I mentioned, to that 127.16.18.77 in there. We get that extension on either the buy or the sell pattern. So here's some of the tips on that here. Slopes and angles, proportion are important as well. So here's an example on a price chart. Forex market, the forex markets, those are great markets for types of patterns on a very, very regular basis. The S&P 500 as well, intraday charts are great for these patterns. They're very repetitive. So you can see this one came, oh, and had a nice bounce off of it. Here's a chart where we proportion that are forming Gartley. So what makes it a Gartley? Well, the ABC is within a swing. So you see it's high to previous swing, ABC sell pattern on that retracement. And here we have a ratios. We have a 0.50 retracement and we have a 1.27 using this swing here. We swing to the upside, it completed. Another leg to the downside. We take this high and we can take the extension to 7. We have the CD leg coming in right here. So we have a number of ratios coming at the same place. Now, not only do we have this ratio here, but the CD leg is also the one as well. So there's a lot going on this price area. So let's look at a couple of chart examples. Then we're going to go to my charts and look at some current example. So this chart of Disney, this chart had a big warning pattern, he drive to the top pattern. The market's decline, and here some retracement pattern, you sell the pattern, then it forms a bigger ABCD sell. These are both Gartley patterns. This swing is this swing, this ABC, and this one here. But notice how we add in some classical technical analysis and add to, you can see that the price can test it, rallies back up again, the gap to the downside here, the price gaps below, back up, and start to draw horizontal trend lines. And you can see how the price is clustering around that trend line. And then gap to the upside, it's a fake out move, big gap to the downside. So from there, here's an A, sometimes it's chart and hand, but I'll do it. A, C, sell, so that would be a Gartley. This can end that previous swing. If you want to practice these, you go to your charts and you find swings like this, draw in the labeling in this well. Then, big decline on here. The small AB, how that CD is extended beyond that last here to the upside where the A started. Well, that makes it a butterfly. So that's the difference in the Gartley and a butterfly. A Gartley pattern has the ABC tang within a previous swing here. Example, even this example is contained within that swing. Notice how the CD extends beyond that point. That makes it a butterfly reversal pattern. Okay, so let's take a look now on this chart. So Funko, butterfly sell pattern on the left, yet strong, trending the upside butterfly sell pattern on the X point, 127 extension, strong move to the downside, and then market goes into range. So we have three trends here. We have the uptrend, sideways, and we have downtrend on this chart. That's it. That's all the market does. That's it. So we can to recognize market environment and be able to apply our trading tactics to different market environments. It's going to give you an edge. The right side of the market, different clues that you do that. Okay, so here, after the rally to the upside, another butterfly pattern form. Notice how that's extend above that X. That makes it a butterfly pattern, and the market reverses to the downside again. So let's take a look at the American Express chart, and we see a succession of butterfly sell patterns. These are known as reversal patterns. They don't always reverse the first time, but when you start to see a succession of them, especially combined with other tools, they can be foretelling a important market. So in this case, the first butterfly pattern got a nice move to the downside, then rallied up again, sell, retracement, and that formed the last leg of this larger butterfly. This would be the X point, B, C, stanchion leg. So X to A extension 1/7. Notice how this X to A extension 4/1/4, but notice how that starts to form that natural trend line there. And that's a lot of times find a trend line by using in ratios like that. So this was preceded the bear market in 2000, 2021, 2002, American Express. So big decline on that first move down, retracement, like an 886 retracement, last chance, fib retracement, X, A, retrace, down, move up, another leg to the downside. Notice how it comes down, finds support here, rallies up, then breaks this back up. So lots of different pattern within this, but to point out the butterfly patterns, really understand it. Important structure, ECD, the CD extends beyond the X. Okay, let's take a look now at this SPX chart again from highs before the bear market started in 2022. Butterfly sell pattern here. Notice the trend line, a break of the classic analysis coming back up, retesting that breakout point, big decline, another retest up here at resistance. Really big decline. Well, eventually the market made a large ABD. So here's the 1.0. And this is something sometimes with these patterns. So you have the 1.0. Legs are skidded a little bit past that. Not uncommon, these patterns. Got a nice rally to the upside. But then look at this decline. Formed a classical technical analysis little triangle here. And then broke to the downside with a big gap. Big gap and down, but here's the 1.27 extension of this leg. The market finds support, rallies, and forms a Gartley buy pattern. So these patterns that I'm showing you, I hope you may be starting to see, you know, the risk on these patterns can be very, very low. In other words, like the butterfly pattern, when you know how to create a trade plan for entry with the extended legs, there's very low risk here because you don't have to place a stop further than where the pattern's from. And sometimes they will go like this, sometimes it'll down and keep going, but you have a small amount of risk. You want to be looking for capturing large moves like this. Again, you're not always going to get them, but over time, you'll get enough of them that it's time. And the Gartley pattern's pattern of a high or a low, in this case, a low. And so that also offers good risk reward ratio on these patterns. The market then rallied to the upside and look at the extension from this previous swing high to low. It's a 1.27 into a 0.707 retracement. And there were some other reasons in price using classical technical analysis that could also be lined up with that. So let's look at a couple current examples of what we've talked about today. And I want to really illustrate something and talking about the low reward. So let's take a look at that. And also, you have to take into account, especially butterfly patterns, what the sentiment is around you. So if we take example, back last spring, nobody was this. It was nobody was thinking about it. It was just drifting or lower. It was on the radar out there in the public, et cetera. So butterfly bypass forms here, and it's for a little bit, even a fake move to the downside, almost hits that 1.27 from this swing low to here, start move to the upside. Well, there's some classical technical analysis patterns that we could also employ here, but the lowest entry is right here at the completion of that butterfly pattern. So again, offers a trader very low risk point. So with some patience, you know, we see the market can to the upside. This here to the upside finds resistance, previous resistance, hovers around there and then breaks through it. Well, this had not been in the news when all this was going on, and that's a very common occurrence. So you cannot wait until you hear everybody's talking about it, because this is what happens. Now it was in the news up here. I started seeing it like everywhere at the top of lists, you know. And so this is what happened when everybody hearing about it, and then it just causes again. So it's like, do you want to be the trader here, or do you want to be the trader here trying to follow chat rooms? It's not going to be a profitable strategy. Here's another one, Apple. So Apple, you know, it's been a popular ever for a long, long time. But here's some longer back, 2020. Here is a butterfly cell pattern in Apple early 2000. All these cell patterns were on Apple. Anyway, we'll kind of fast forward. So back here in late December 2022, and everything was still looking very bearish. You get this big ABCD buy pattern, and you get this butterfly buy pattern right into the same place, and then the market starts up again. There wasn't a lot of talk on Apple, not on the bullish side anyway, and you can see the big price to the upside, and then it stalls again. So this trend line from back here across this high and extend forward, you can see the price starting to stall around that trend line. We could scale down to a smaller time selling patterns right in here. The gap is how it's holding this trend line here. Well, right now it's formed this extension on the CD leg of the DC back into this gap area. So my expectation, I don't know what price will do, but my expectation may see a trace of the downs on Apple. These lows are going to be very important for Apple to hold. In order for Apple to really move to the upside again, it's got to be able to get above these highs. But here's this is a short-term sell pattern. The 1618 is right into that gap area. And risk on a setup like this is just above that trend. So there's an example of a combination of classical technical analysis and the harmonic pattern. I mentioned how the S&P 500, these patterns form, on a very regular basis on the S&P 500. So let's look at a couple examples on an intraday chart. So this is a intraday, I think this is a 60 minute chart, intraday. So up here, back in July, here's a butterfly sell pattern, this trend line, market decline from it, will rally back up. It formed a sideways range. Remember, up, down, sideways. Well, it does. And gapped below it, gapped below the support. And then notice here, right here, retest of that trend line that is broken. Support is now resistance. See an ABCD sell pattern forming right into a resistance area. So this allows the trader, first of all, you monitor this pattern as that C leg starts to do the upside, and traders can plan the trade and the risk trade. Then from there, the market declines. Another ABCD pattern right here too. I'm actually going to draw it in this way. It has the formation of a butterfly pattern because extending above. However, it's still within this swing here. So I would really consider it a Gartley pattern. We could use this extension as another ratio to help with entry and managing risk. So now the market had found support. These dashed lines had been on my chart and out for quite some time. I tend to put those on my charts and keep them on there so I don't forget about them. Here's the ABCD pattern. So we talked about the symmetry a little bit. Notice when it gets to the D1.0, it's not a very symmetrical pattern. We have quite a difference, a slope of the A to B, than we do in the C. This is a much steeper. So that tells us the market is likely to get to one of the extension ratios, maybe a bit higher than that, which it did in this case. So you want to really be able to study the symmetry of those too late. This is why it's important to know the AB pattern and why I've got it in four sections on my longer course. So then we form a 1-2-3 drive to the three drive pattern to the top, the 707 retrace, and that's coming in. Remember our support that was once broken, now it's resistance. So that came back in, tested that, and we've got the downside. So we'll see how much of retracement they can get. These are going to be very important lows to watch down here where the pattern started. Support area, retested it on an 886 retracement. So notice how that caught that on the 886 retrace. The market from there, we had a consolidation when the market broke out to the upside. So there's, I think, a good example of a lot of different elements going on, but all very tradable and all, tools to help the trader manage, assess risk and trade. Coin is one that we've been following for quite a while. on a subscription service that I have that I actually just ended it. And then also with some students that I work with. But it had gone, had a big decline to the downside, the cryptocurrencies, and then went into this big range, the butterfly buy pattern. These lows rally, the upside. We see another heat pattern, and then the market heat up there, sideways, retest, and then strong move to the upside. Well, this level right here, these highs were right here in this gap fill. The market was able to close, have strong, and that was about it. I mean, then it went sideways, and a fake move to the upside, and then down. The extended kind of ABCD, if you notice this B to C leg, it's a very sideways, and sometimes that's not the best of these patterns. So what's next for this? Well, it's still in a big range. These are the highs that have to be exceeded. I think if we do get exceeded, it's going to be a very strong move to the upside. Conversely, these lows right, markets can hold these lows on a test. It might just kind of slip through, come back up. That's okay. You start to see strong closes below it, and that's likely inside. So right now, it's just back into the range. It held this retrace and a rally to the upside. I think dashed line is showing us some resistance. It needs to get back up through. So I hope you found those examples helpful. And I'd like to, for a few minutes now, to kind of show you that you can study. As I mentioned, I've been in the markets for a long time now. I've had some good mentors that helped me on the path. But in the long run, got to get in. I mentioned not likely to make money from just being in someone's chat room and trying to follow trades. It's a very difficult thing to do because your mindset is different from theirs. And if you don't really know and understand, what the whole system is about, you're never going to have the confidence to take it. And that's just very important in trading. So, some of the traders that I've helped over the years are kind enough to send me, some testimonials that tell me how I've helped them. And I'm very proud of that. A lot of tough business. So here's just a few of those, but I'd like to show you. This is the newest course I have, Trading Mastery Harmonic Pattern Combined with Classical Technical Analysis. And I did a series of workshops over a period of 6 months, and they were recorded. And the materials were in a methodical order. We started with pattern setups and the harmonics, and went through those And that one was 1 hour and 14. And then the second workshop, port and resistance. And this is showing you that the power of combining those harmonic patterns is together. And I showed you a few examples on the charts, but traders using pattern are going to really benefit from this resistance. I teach several methods of identifying resistance, and again, really kind of boost their trading skills with that one. The next workshop was on ranges versus trends. So I was talking about market events today. And so this is a very important concept to understand and learn with price behavior, price action. Not only most of the things we learn in hindsight, you've got to be able to identify foresight, anticipate a market's move up or down, or understand when you see the signs that it's direction, that's the side of the market beyond. One thing I know from my own personal traders is that when you get caught on the wrong side of the market, from a bias, trade wrong side of the market in loss at loss at loss. Well, I hope to eliminate that for you with this workshop. The differences with ranges and trends, and also the footprints of when price is coming out of a range, because oftentimes type of move, price move. And then we come to workshop for reversal pattern. So if you can, the footprints of price reversal from down to up or up to down, really good skills that are going to change your profits or losses. So those are always things we're striving to do in our trading. So I teach you 6 reversal patterns in this section. And then I walk you chart step by step. I work with the butterfly reversal pattern, and I show you what ending swings are. Those are important as well. to learn. Then from there, we move on to working with frames in the fractal nature price. So the fractal nature price is price data patterns is fractal. You'll be able to see that on a 5-minute chart. So price has the same characteristic in a longer term chart as a short term, and that's important to understand. Multiple really powerful tool for traders. So I walk you through how to implement multiple. And then the sixth workshop is retracement. I think that there are only a couple specific market conditions that are going to favor retracement entries. I don't favor using just a Fibonacci retracement level just because it's a Fibonacci retracement level. There must be more there in order to put the probability on your side. And so that's what we're about with this particular topic. And then also I talk about what are hidden errors. These are errors that traders really don't know that they're making, but they're having a very large impact on their bottom line. So I think it's important for you to understand what those are. And I am very confident that this is your trading skill and your understanding of market behavior and is it going to be able to implement it into any trading style that you choose to have. But you do have to learn to identify higher probability setups. So for this special, so it's going to include that 7 hours. And then I'm also introduction to pattern, which is 3.5 hours. And this is going to walk you through the ABE pattern, the Gartley pattern, the butterfly pattern, the 3-drive pattern, and I love on one of our charts that we looked at today. So you will have all of the information you need to have the correct pattern structure and practice those on your charts. So both of these courses together are $450, but for the presentation price of $209, and that will expire September 11th. So you can go to my website and go to Mastery Course, a little under trading course. Like patterns was classical analysis. Don't worry about this one. Just sign up on this one and then put the coupon code in at checkout, and that will give you this price. And then I sign you up when I see the receipt come through. I will get you all signed up for the introduction to trading with pattern recognition, and you'll also get a copy of my book. If you have any questions, just email me. I am happy to answer any questions. Thank you for watching this and best wishes for successful trading.